In this economy today, the retirement age is 65, and it goes back to the Great Depression. When millions of people were unemployed, elderly people hit especially hard. So in 1935, President Franklin Roosevelt signed the Social Security Act, making all Americans eligible for old age benefits once they turned 65, and making the age of retirement official too. At the time, average life expectancy in the United States was just 61, so people probably didn't have too many years to enjoy those benefits. But soon after, private companies recognized 65 as the official retirement age as well. 3 decades later, Congress passed Medicare, where the health safety net kicks in, and again, it was that magic number of 65. Today, the average life expectancy in the United States is 78, which means people have a little bit longer to enjoy those benefits.